Leaving more than 18 hours of talks in Switzerland today, Vice President J.D. Vance put a positive spin on talks with Iran.
I feel great about the progress that we made over the last couple of days.
The vice president announced nuclear inspectors would soon be allowed back into Iran. But that was also part of the Obama nuclear deal President Trump has denounced. As part of the new agreement, the administration lifted sanctions today on Iranian oil, meaning it's now free to sell its supply until late August, a move that should bolster its economy.
We're doing very well in terms of negotiating a fair and reasonable deal.
One key sticking point in the talks is how to enforce a ceasefire between Israel and the Iranian-backed militant group Hezbollah. Over the weekend, the president said if Iran doesn't stop Hezbollah from launching attacks on Israel, we'll hit Iran very hard again. Iran nearly walked away from the talks after those threats. And today, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said again his forces won't leave Lebanon, potentially upending the deal.
Well, we're going to take a look at it.
Well, what would you do to make sure that he doesn't sabotage the deal?
Well, I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do, but it gets solved. I'm a problem solver. I get problems solved real fast, including with Bibi.
Even as the White House tries to claim significant progress, there's widespread skepticism, even among some Republicans.
Let's try a diplomatic solution. I think it's going to fail.
New CBS News polling shows most Americans believe the war wasn't worth the cost.
There's one thing that's very easy to read. The American people hate this war. They want it to end.
We should point out Iranian officials tonight say they haven't yet agreed to all the terms laid out by the vice president, including the idea that weapons inspectors may soon return to Iran.